website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, face the issues with us each and every day as we do so on this broadcast. Let me remind you, lest you have forgotten, or perhaps you've just tuned in and you're not aware of the fact, Let's Face the Issues is a Q&A broadcast, question and answer. We set the stage, ask the questions, and invite you to join in the dialogue and the discussion on the issue of the day. It is an issue-oriented program. We're dealing with issues, whether it's issues dealing with theological, doctrinal, biblical facts, whether it is dealing with what's called politics. But of course, ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the scripture, from Genesis 1:1 through the Revelation text, there's no such thing as politics. It's all the Word of God. And as we view what is happening in the world through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, we see that God created the home, He created government, He created the church, and in that order, and anything that comes against or absolutely counters God's order of things, we need to stand based on the authority of the Scripture, and we need to stand and speak up. I'm talking about today the issue that we're looking at, having done all, stand. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the chaotic, uncertain society that appears to be leaving multitudes in the stage of shock and panic and indecision and confusion and not knowing what to do. May I suggest to you that based on the authority of the Word of God, we need to understand we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. And the Scripture says that we're to put on the whole armor of God, that is, dressing for battle. Now, listen carefully, not talking about just on Sundays, not talking about just on a certain day of the week. Being dressed for battle is not talking about on an occasion that battle might come up. We're in a constant hand-to-hand frontal combat in the world today. That is the world against the Christian and the doctrinal theological truths of the Word of God. We need to understand the Scripture says in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, the 13th verse, after the Apostle Paul talks about getting dressed for battle and putting on the whole armor and making the profound announcement that we're wrestling against wickedness in high places. He says, having done all, stand. Stand. That means, ladies and gentlemen, if you put it in the Youngblood vernacular, the proper insight and interpretation of the text based on the authority of the Scripture, it means we put on the whole armor of God, realizing that we are in a day-to-day, hand-to-hand combat battle situation in the life in which we're living, and we armor up, we prepare, and we stand. We don't bend, don't bow, don't buckle, don't run, don't sit down in silence, but stand. And that's what I'm going to urge us to do today, is to realize what we have based on the authority of Scripture is to stand. I don't know about you, but I get a little weary with seeing those that say, well, you know, I've done this, this, and this, and I've stood for God, and I've stood for the gospel, and I've done this for all of these years, but I've retired now, and I'm just sitting down letting somebody else do it. No, it's the responsibility of every Christian, every conservative, every patriot. We need to stand. But the only way we can stand in the battle and the heat of the battle is to be armored for battle. That means you got to get out of the armchair and into the fray that faces us as Christians. So we're going to ask you right after the monologue this morning to dial that telephone number, 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on this issue today. We're going to be bringing into focus a number of things that's taking place simultaneously, being brought about, promulgated, and pushed by the Biden cabal that's in the White House today. For the past 3 years, we watched the implosion of morals, ethics, and values in our nation. And part of that implosion, in part, is as a result of the silence from the churches and the pastors and the Christians. I don't know about you, but I am a little weary with the silence. I believe we need to stand. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8:31-32, made this statement. If you continue, that is to constantly dwell, to stay in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. That word indeed simply means truly, surely. If you continue in my word, then you're surely, truly my disciple. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus makes a declaratory statement when he says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, there's a definitive declaratory statement again. Thy word is truth, the Scripture says. And we can turn to Psalms 117 and verse 2 and find that the Scripture says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. Truth of the Lord is not something that's here today and gone tomorrow. It's not something that is hypothetical or a happenstance. It is the truth, the word of the Lord, that stands forever. But ladies and gentlemen, we find in society, the society in which we're living in today, multitudes deny, reject, and are repulsed by truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we certainly see that today to be true. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Headline I'm looking at, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He says the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization, is truth. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a profound statement. We have the Bible, we have the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. We know what is happening, we know why it's happening, we know where it's going, but most Christians today, and conservatives and patriots, are not aware of that because of being ignorant and immature and unlearned in the Scriptures. I've said for many, 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 many years now that I believe it's time Christians come out of the closet, Christians wake up, smell the coffee, get back into the Word of God, and seek God's face in what we say and what we do. But yet we're finding a diminishing of truth, especially when it comes to the millennials, the 18 to 35-year-old age group. The latest report and survey says 55% of American millennials say each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's only one version of truth. You can't bifurcate it. You can't change it. You can't water it down in some way, mitigate it, and say this is really the way we can look at it. Truth is truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's my mantra. That's my challenge to you each and every day on this broadcast, is we seek the truth, listen to the truth. You won't find truth on the Communist Network News. You won't find truth on CBS, NBC, ABC, or any of the other socialist, Marxist media outlets. It's from the Word of God. And I call each and every one of us, each and every day, back to the fact that we need to turn back to the truth book, the Bible. Loving the truth, telling it, living it, defending it. And I believe we're in the era today when we stand to defend truth, our life will be on the line. We're in the shadow of that today, and each and every day we're getting closer and closer to that benchmark where our lives will be in the crosshairs of the enemy if we stand for the truth without bowing, without bending, without buckling. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner, like brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Tools for Time has the full line of the Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of the Beltway of 295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a wonderful, beautiful benchmark to help you identify and find Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good, good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in at Tools for Time. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. It's 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about today having done all stand. And I believe we need to recognize that we are in a battle for the soul of America. We're in a battle for the moral and ethics and values in America. But ladies and gentlemen, it just crossed my mind that I need to remind us to be in prayer for all of those thousands that are not found in Hawaii on the island of Maui, where they say that the number of deaths could exceed 1,000. They've only searched the quadrants of about 3% of the tortured, torched area, totally cremated area, cars, houses, buildings, et cetera, just absolutely torched and nothing left standing but the rubble that's there. They've already determined it's about, I think the latest count was 85, 86 people, bodies they've discovered. But ladies and gentlemen, they're still searching. So we need to pray for those families, pray for God to give wisdom and encouragement and strength to them. Pray for those that are searching, that they will be able to find the remains of those loved ones that are lost. It is a horrifying scene to watch, where the fire is coming and there's no way to turn, no way to run, and people having to jump into the ocean to provide or to seek a provision or protection from the fires that's coming. Now we could, and I've analyzed it, read articles and articles on the subject, and we could talk about the blame and where you place the blame. You can go back and place the blame, and I think there are several areas that that would fall into, but it's not going to bring the lives back. So pray for those families. Pray for there to be a strengthening and a hope for them. But ladies and gentlemen, as we're talking about the subject today, having done all stand, there are people today that's listening, perhaps, that you have a sense of hopelessness when we watch what is taking place in America with diminishing of our constitutional republic, with the onslaught of the federal government's prosecution and persecution of everything that's called Christian. We need to put on the whole armor of God and stand. There's no place to run, no place to hide. It's either going to be God or government, and the choice is going to be left up to each and every individual. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that Christians and conservatives must stand firm today as never before. We are facing the enemy, and it's the enemy that's coming against our faith, our family, and our freedom, and we need to stand without fear. God says that he's not given us the spirit of fear, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. Yet when we look at what is taking place today with the force and the power of our own government, the Biden fraud cabal, simply determined, ladies and gentlemen, to destroy the morals, ethics, and the values in our nation. We're rapidly getting to the point that we're going to be like China and Russia and North Korea and multitudes of other nations where Christians, conservatives, and patriots are not welcome, where there's the prosecution and persecution of anyone that stands for faith. I'm looking at a headline. It says, Chinese communists now claim Jesus was a sinner. Now, we talked about this years ago on this broadcast, where there was a move in China supported by the Pope with a major influence from the Pope and from Islam to water down and destroy what is called the biblical truth in China. China is now in the process of publishing their own Bible and forcing the Christians to adhere to it, to embrace it, and to use it. Chinese communists now claim Jesus was a sinner. Jesus, according to the Chinese communist government, is now a sinner. A report from CBN News reveals that the leftist repressives in the government are facing a revolt among their own citizens and now are rewriting the Bible in order to suppress the faithful Christians. The article further states, the report explained, one example was the Communist Chinese Party version of John chapter 8, where Jesus challenges those who caught the woman in adultery to examine their own lives. The perverted version now states, Jesus once said to the angry crowd who was crying to stone the woman who had sinned, "He who is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone at her." When his words came to their ears, they stopped moving forward. When everyone went out, Jesus stoned the woman himself and said, "I also am a sinner." Ladies and gentlemen, that is perverting the perversion of the Word of God at the very nth degree. The article further says the problem threatening Chinese officials is that there are now an estimated 130 million Christians in China. The Chinese are no longer content with all their attempts to try to forcibly get Christians to deny their faith. And so now they're just taking it to a new level where they're trying to rewrite the scripture and what the Bible says to confuse and to prevent them from becoming Christians at all. Are Chinese communists desperate to suppress the truth about Jesus? The question is asked in this article. So this is happening right now. We have seen the escalation of Bibles for children is totally forbidden in China, and all the Bible apps and Bible-related apps were forcibly removed from every e-commerce app in China. Millions of Chinese Christian children were forced to sign a form renouncing their faith in public. It's frightening because it's always about control by the government. This article further states, and they see the gospel, they see Christian messages as something that would take control away from the Communist Party. Ladies and gentlemen, could it be that that's the essence, the bottom line of what we see happening in America with the Biden operation, where there's the persecution, the prosecution of Christians, where there's the misinformation and disinformation review of what we say? If we ask a question about the election, if we say that COVID was a lie, if we say that COVID shots and vaccination were just a mass genocide, where we are, if you please, dissed, and where we are taken, deplatformed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Is that where we're headed? Is it because the government in America sees Christians and the Bible as a threat to the authority to cause us to submit to the government? I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. In your opening remarks, you were talking about how conservatives and Christians need to speak out, speak up as to what is happening. Well, I was watching YouTube yesterday, and I came across a guy named Jack Hibbs. Are you familiar with him?
I don't believe I've heard the name.
Well, he's a preacher, and he was saying that it isn't just the regular people who need to speak out. It is the preachers who need to speak out. And he talked about the Black Robe Regiment. Mm-hmm. You familiar with that?
I'm familiar with that.
You
In
are?
Fact, you can go on the Florida Black Robe Regiment website, and you'll find that unless they've taken me off, I'm still listed.
Okay, well, so, but I think I figure you would know, but the average listener, the average American conservative maybe doesn't know. And even if you watch the movie The Patriot with Mel Gibson, they show a preacher preaching at the church, and then he takes off his robe and he's wearing the Continental uniform.
Yes.
So preachers were very influential in the war for independence. They encouraged the colonies to rebel against England, and the King of England wanted the sermons to be sent to England to be approved, and then they could be preached. And I think it was, according to this guy, Jack Hibbs, it was the King of England who named it the Black Robe Regiment. They were more afraid of the Black Robe Regiment than of the regular congregation.
Absolutely, and there you hit the nail right on the head. I've said, as you and perhaps many others know, I've said for years and years and years, it's time that pastors come out from under the bed, come out of the closet, grow a spine, stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. The problem we've seen, Derby, as you know, for many decades now, is that pastors from the pulpits have told the congregation that politics are ugly, politics are bad, politics are evil and wicked, you ought not to be involved, you ought not to talk about it. In fact, Christians ought not to run for office, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I believe that's brought us to the level, we plummeted to the level that we are today, is because of pastors not leading Christians to stand up and to speak up, be heard, and be seen. I believe we can place, somebody might call in and reject this, that's fine. I believe we can place that right at the feet of the pastors across America. Even today, pastors are fearful to talk about the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. Pastors are afraid to talk about Joe Biden and say anything about his desperate wickedness and what he's doing to destroy the morals, ethics, and the values in our nation. Pastors are afraid, and as a result of that, Christians then believe that they need to cower and be fearful rather than taking a stand.
Yes, and this pastor, Jack Hibbs, was saying that we have to forget this about preach the gospel, not politics. And that's wrong. We should preach the gospel and politics, because the Bible, the religion is included in everything in the Bible, in government and in the home. So you cannot have a good, honest government unless it is based on the Bible.
Absolutely. In fact, Derby, again, you were spot on. There's no such thing. Listen, when it comes to biblical truth, there's no such thing as our religious life, our pleasure life, our political life, and our spiritual life, et cetera, et cetera. It is all one big whole. God created the home. God created government. God created the church, and in that order. And anything dealing with those three categories is central biblicist worldview. And I believe it's time that Christians embrace the totality of the Word of God and not try to bifurcate it and segment it and separate it out. There is no such thing in the Scripture. God's Word doesn't know anything about that. Peter and Paul, David and Joshua, and I can go on and on and on with those in the Scripture. They didn't know anything about a bifurcation of religious life, Christian life, and what would be called civil government or political life today. I believe it's time that we take a stand. You're exactly right. The only hope we have, Derby, as a nation, is for Christians, pastors, to grow backbone and
there
to stand up. Having done all, stand. That's the challenge for the Word of God. Derby,
like
thank
you do
you
every
so.
Day. We need more pastors like you who will speak out and tell it like it is.
Keep praying, brother. I am thankful for the privilege and the opportunity. Thankful for you. Have a blessed day and keep looking up. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I hope, pray you're doing well.
Man, look, I pray. I'm going to tell you, I love you.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you because, number one, I told you I'm black. And I
God doesn't see skin color. Go ahead.
Yeah.
There's one race in the world, and it's the human race.
Right. And you know what? I'm gonna tell you, we got like the young man that just got through speaking. We had to have pastors get a spine, mm-hmm. and especially in the black church. Mm-hmm. Especially in the black church, they don't have a spine. You know, well, they preach about how much Jesus loves you, everything like that.
Well, one of the things, Kenneth, that we need to recognize is that most are, in fact, I've got a huge article, it's not before me now, that says church has become a big business. In fact, there are organizations and structures today that will help you found a church, incorporate the church, set up branch offices and branch campuses in the church. It's all a big business. It's kind of like setting up a business and then syndicating the business. And that's taking place today. And it's, unfortunately, it has become a religion and not based on Christianity, where there's a focus on numbers, nickels, and noses. And as a result of that, pastors are fearful to step on toes, might hurt somebody's feelings. As a result of that, they will not preach the truth. And one other thing, I'll footnote on what you said, Kenneth. So many preach the love of Jesus. Listen, the love of God is factual. The love of the Lord Jesus Christ is absolutely true. But it's because of God's love that his justice and his judgment is real. God loves us. God loves the world so much that he's going to discipline and punish sin. And his punishment and his justice and judgment is as a result of his love. Just like if we've got sons and daughters, we spank them, not because we hate them, but because we love them.
Right. It's just pathetic what's happening right now in America. And they're going with this woke thing. To me, that's crazy.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that we're finding, I'm looking at a headline, says, we're losing our freedom and our choices. Has the Constitution been effectively terminated? Statistics and polling show that the world is shrinking, and not in a good way. Not only are basic freedoms under siege, but the economic choices that many look to have that are granted are slowly being taken away. The article further states, global studies show that for most of the world, freedom has been in decline for many years. Add to that the economic consolidation under larger companies, with consumers seeing their purchasing choices being restricted. Now the future is looking less free, with fewer rights, fewer choices, and how we live in our lives being controlled by the government. And so, Kenneth, that's exactly what we see taking place today. And as a result of that, go ahead.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir.
Did they replace the young lady that said to Hunter Biden, she was going to give him a plea deal? I think they replaced her with somebody else.
Well, you're talking about the judge that canceled that or rejected that. They didn't have to replace her. They're not going back before her, because now they've circumvented the whole process by appointing a special judge, if you please, a special counsel. And what he will do, that is Weise, W-I-S-E, that's doing that. And as a result of that, they'll just simply sequester it, keep it under wraps, refuse to answer any questions until the time has elapsed. And after the proper time has elapsed, where he cannot be charged until after his daddy's out of office, they're simply buying time to prevent the truth from coming out. That's all they're doing. And the question some have asked, will they succeed? Absolutely, unequivocally. And I'm not a doom and gloomist. I'm not one that will sit back in a hopeless state. But I don't believe that they will ever be prosecuted for the crime of treason against America. Kenneth, we're up against our hard break for the top of the hour news. But thank you so much for calling today. God bless you. Keep looking up. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today's subject, having done all stand. We're talking about what we're seeing taking place in America, most of which are promulgated out of the Oval Office under Joe Biden and his detestation for anything that's called morals, ethics, and values in America. We're going to take a top of the hour news break, ladies and gentlemen. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Search crews accompanied by sniffer dogs hard at work on fire-ravaged Maui. They're just starting what will be a long process, combing through the massive debris fields. At last word, less than 5% of the debris had been searched. And with hundreds of people still unaccounted for, it's feared the death toll, at last word, at least 96, will rise significantly. A 13-year-old North Dakota boy has fallen 100 feet off the north rim of the Grand Canyon and survived the fall. A Nordstrom's department store in a Los Angeles mall ransacked by a mob of shoplifters yesterday. They hit the security guards with bear spray before making off with $100,000 in luxury merchandise. On Wall Street this morning, stocks at the moment are mixed. More details at srnnews.com.
As God calls us to serve Him, He calls us to study. Conservative Theological University provides studies on campus and online personalized distant education studies that lead to your certified degree. Earn your associate's, bachelor's, master's, or doctorate. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that I truly believe needs to resonate with everyone under the sound of my voice. I believe that as Christians, conservatives and patriots, Christians in particular, we need to adhere to the Scripture. And the Scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, "Wherefore take upon you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand." God doesn't call us to bow, to bend, or to submit to a government that is destroying, trying to destroy the morals, ethics, and the values of our nation. It was Tony Perkins just a couple of years ago said that the Biden administration is out to destroy faith, family, and freedom. And that's exactly what we see taking place today. How should we then live? What should we do? How should we respond? I believe having done all, we need to stand. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says, "I need my money now. Customers at a U.S. bank rage over missing deposits from their accounts." And I've got article after article after article where we're finding that banks today, major mega banks today across America, are closing customer accounts by the thousands simply because they disagree with the morals, ethics, and the values that the customers hold. If you are a customer with multitudes of these banks today, and you stand on Christian principles, you stand on Christian morals, you stand on constitutional values, then all of a sudden you're rejected by the banking institution and your accounts are closed. It is a sad, sad scenario that we've come to in that realm. In fact, Franklin Graham makes the statement. Here's a headline. Franklin Graham warns Christians about the woke banks. Franklin Graham warned of a coming storm that Christian organizations are facing from the banking industry. He explained he's been forced to take steps to avoid being canceled on short notice in his own work, end quote. And it goes on with detail after detail after detail about the different banks and what they're doing. If you stand against the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, if you stand for Donald Trump, if you stand against transgenderism and the transgender surgery, the butchering of teenagers and young people today that having sexual dysphoria and they want to be transitioned. If you stand against that, ladies and gentlemen, these are things that the bank will cancel you for today. I don't know where it's headed, don't know exactly the depth that it will go to, but we're watching the deterioration of our moral, ethical, fundamental foundation in America. And the Bible is very, very clear in Psalms 11:3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And so that's the question that we need to deal with. And the only way we can deal with it is to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, put on the whole armor of God, and having done all, stand, not bowing, not bending, not buckling, but standing for the truth of what God's word says. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go with the question or comment, please.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. Just hot. But what you were talking about, how the church has changed so much, the structure, the building church, and you is entrepreneurship also, too? You have the church bleeding the poor in some churches, and they know they don't have the money to. They can tithe, but with all the events, it's got a price, a price, a price, a price, a price. I remember that I when I was a babe back in the 90s, well, I'm always a babe, but back in the 90s, I believed, and I mean, I was zealous and on fire, and I believed the preachers that I saw on the television, and I wrote in because I still hadn't gotten a job, not realizing God was preparing me for ministry, and he had closed doors. But I wrote and I said, can I please get offered so-and-so? And I will pay you as soon as I get a check. And I got a letter back from the person, but it was saying, when you secure your job, call us back and we'll be glad to send that product to you. And then you have people in smaller churches that they're trying to do everything the pastor say. And God blesses, but it's getting more and more where it's bleeding people instead of helping people.
Well, what you're finding, Terry, and it is what you're finding, and it's sad but true, what you're finding is the focus on prosperity. It's called the prosperity gospel. It's part of the progressive Christianity today. It's part of what is, I talked about it last week, Michael Horton's book that is well written called Christless Christianity, where there's a focus on numbers, nickels, and noses, a focus on money, a focus on getting wealth. And no place in the scripture do you find that to be authenticated, biblically speaking.
Right.
But it has devolved to that position with many, 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 and may I repeat, at the risk of redundancy, many ministries today have focused on that. We need to focus on preaching the truth of the Word of God. We need to focus on what the Scripture says in context, chronologically through the Scripture. We need to focus on telling the truth of God's Word and allowing God through the work of the Holy Spirit to speak to hearts and to lives and to nurture and to develop them in the Word.
May I say one more thing?
Yes, ma'am.
And when we stand, whatever happened to the backbone of Christians that for Christ I live and for Christ I die.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem here, where other countries are willing to die, but you stand backbone firm, because the truth's going to win. But there was a time that there was such a power in the church that you weren't afraid. You had to stand steadfast, unmovable, and say what thus saith the Lord says, and let him handle it. He handles everything else.
Terry, you're exactly right. We need that today. I tell people I'm going to stand when I stand and preach on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. I'm simply going to open the Word of God verse by verse, what's called expository preaching, preach the Word. And I tell people, if you don't like what I say, tell God, don't tell me, because it's not going to change my position on what the Word says. I believe it's time that we have a strength in the Word, a steady hand in the Word, and stand for the truth of the Word of God. I believe we've come to that point in America that there's going to be the separation of the wheat and the tares. There's going to be the separation of those that are true believers and those that are not. And it is, as Franklin Graham called it, progressive Christianity. As Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 says, it's not the gospel, it's another that is a different gospel, which is not the gospel at all. And so, yes, you're right. We need to get back to the Bible, need to get back to standing for truth and having done all to stand. Terry, thank you so much for your call.
Please continue, because you've made me have to check myself.
Well, keep praying. It is my prayer each day that God will speak through this microphone to hearts and the ears that need to hear what we're saying. So keep praying that God will use it and bless it, multiply it, magnify it, and let it be for His honor and glory. Terry, thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today having done all stand. It's putting on the whole armor of God and taking a stand. Stand for truth. Without admixture, without fear, and without favor. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen. It's frightening. Arrested simply for reading the Bible. Police detained four young Christians at a drag queen event. Four young Christians were arrested Saturday in Watertown, Wisconsin, while they were preaching the gospel at a public drag queen show focusing on children. Organizers of the city's annual event, known as Pride in the Park, had advertised that the show be held in the public park as a family-friendly oriented program. It goes on to talk about the young men, showing the police officers grabbing one of the young men and leading him away in handcuffs. And another young man was detained and removed from the park, but later released, simply for reading the Bible. So when we see these things coming about, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about seeing the deterioration, the implosion, the absolute destruction of morals, ethics, and values in America. We've seen more damage done to the morals, ethics, and values and our constitutional liberties in the past 3 years under the Biden administration than any combination of presidents in the history of the United States of America. And we're approaching our 250th year as a constitutional republic. So we need to understand the era in which we live, and understand that we're going to face more and more battles. The battle's going to intensify. It's not going to get easier. It's not going to get better. It's not going to go away. It's going to intensify. Looking forward to this fall and next spring, I predict, and I'm not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, as Amos said in the little book of Amos, but ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we're going to find a forced lockdown again in America. I believe that we're going to have the climate change religionists that believe that the climate is so horrible and horrible and harmful to us that we need to shut down businesses, and that every human being is going to be forced to submit to the government once again. And if the question is, in fact, I believe that what we went through with the COVID pandemic, I believe it was simply a dry run. It was simply a trial run. It was simply setting the stage for the future control of all of America by the federal and state governments. I believe we have James on the line. James, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood, great schedule, great program. My wife called me on the way from an appointment and said, tune in. So two quick things. Number one, again, wonderful job, and thank you so much for being a man of God and courageous to stand up for truth. The Black Robe Brigade, I didn't know if you had discussed the fact that at the end of the Revolutionary War, representatives of England actually commiserated and wrote letters to say that if the brave pastors of the colonies had not unified and stood up and been the watchmen on the wall and the shepherds for their flock and told them that this was wrong and they needed to stand firm, that the Revolutionary War would have never gone to the colonists, and the British tyranny would have overcome. In addition to which, obviously, the colonies realized, hey, wait a minute, we followed what God wanted us to do, which was stand firm. No one wanted to kill anybody, but they stood firm for the truth. That's the one thing. And then the second thing is, two quick seconds. I don't know if all the pastors out there are listening. I hope and pray they are, or their flock will tell them. There is an amazing opportunity at Liberty University at the end of August, from the 28th through the 31st, 4 days and three nights, $99 a couple. You can give a gift to your pastor and his spouse or her spouse to go see and hear the most amazing thing. The presenters or the people putting on the program are wonderful leaders in the communities. And Rick Green from Patriot Academy, Steve Maxwell from Citizens Defending Freedom, of which I'm the faith leader here in Duval County. But the list goes on and on. And the presenters and the information and the opening story is about the Black Robe Brigade. And the closing one is Matt Staver's going to be there. I think wall builders David Barton. Anyway, my bride's trying to give me the instant pardon. But anyway, an incredible opportunity. But $99. If you're not a pastor, it's $500. A couple. Is it a person or a couple? $500 a couple. But a pastor, it's $99 a couple. We are, of course, going to be there and looking so forward to it. Wouldn't miss it. Turning Point USA is going to be there. Salt and Light Ministries, Patriot Academy. I mean, it's going to be incredible and at a wonderful university, Liberty University, which I think is standing for the truth. So you don't have to be a faith leader. Yes, sir.
James, thank you so much for that information and for the encouragement for the listeners. Many of them may not even understand what we're saying. Say the Black Robe Regiment and what that is and what it's speaking about. It's the Black Robe Regiment is speaking to those pastors in that era. Muhlenberg was one of them that is so famously known for doing so. He finished his morning message. He peeled off his black robe, which was used in that era primarily for pastors and preaching, peeled off the black robe to reveal his revolutionary military outfit and said, how many is going to follow me? And some, as I understand the reading behind that, some 300 followed him that day to go into the battle for the freedoms that we have today. And yet we find so many pastors that are fearful to take a stand and go to battle for the freedoms that God's given us in our great nation. So, Jim, James, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your input, and thank you for your stand and what you're doing in your area of ministry. Thank you so much for that, and God bless you today. Thank you for calling.
God bless you, Doctor. God bless.
Thank you so much. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about having done all stand. The question that you might have, and you may want to call and ask that question, is how do I stand? Well, we're in a society today where you're laughed at, mocked at, and challenged as a result of your standing. Should you just bow, buckle, and bend, or should we keep standing? I believe the answer to that question is without any question that we need to stand. Looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen, says, U.S. funding research to develop stealth censorship of Americans. Let me read that again. U.S. funding research to develop stealth, that's S-T-E-A-L-T-H, censorship of Americans. A free speech watchdog is warning that the U.S. government has funded research intended to develop censorship programs across America, ways to censor what Americans say, censor what Americans see, without letting the speakers know that they're being stifled. It is John Solomon in his last, in his Just the News, who has reported on the warning from the Foundation of Freedom Online that organizations focusing on digital free speech has confirmed researchers using tax money already have captured and examined millions upon millions of Twitter social media comments during the 2020 election season that they described as misinformation. A wide range of censorship programs already have been confirmed as being implemented by our government agencies under the Biden administration, mostly by having government employees turn their complaints over to private foundations, which then insist social media companies take down, suppress, or delete information which the Biden administration disagrees with and calls misinformation or disinformation. Several of the administration's targets have included COVID-19 information, facts about treatment, the outside influence presence among during the 2020 presidential race, and much, much more. The Foundation for Freedom outline is, in fact, documented work at the University of Washington Center for an Informed Public, working on tax funding to develop real circuit breakers, which could nudge and control and censor information in America. The question is asked in this article, do the leftists want to support to suppress all truth in every form in America? And answer that question, ladies and gentlemen, is absolutely yes. Another headline, disturbing news, new revelations showing that the FBI is spying on you. The Federal Bureau of Investigation carried out improper surveillances on multitudes of officials, according to our court documents released Friday. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court issued an opinion stating that the FBI improperly used powers granted under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act to gather information on unnamed citizens of the United States of America without authorization. And it goes on to talk about how many they've uncovered, at least 275,000, and they say it's up into the millions of citizens and Americans have been spied on without authorization by the Constitution or otherwise. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about having done all stand. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll realize the dangers that's out there with our constitutional republic being in danger of being totally undermined and destroyed. We need to recognize that it's time for us to stand as citizens, speak up, be heard, and be seen. In fact, when you look in the scripture in Proverbs 29:2, the scripture says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. And I believe, as I've said many times on this broadcast, we're in a state of mourning in America today, a state of mourning because of what's taking place with our great nation and what is taking place with the repression of truth. But ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration is pushing in every form and fashion to quiet and to silence anything that they would view as opposition to their iron hand of dictatorial rule in America. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, Washington students marched to the principal's office and lectured for wearing a shirt that says there's only two genders written on their shirts. Before I read the portion of the article, let me say, ladies and gentlemen, part of the repression, part of the control factor, part of the forced submission today, and the Christians are, ladies and gentlemen, in a position that we need to either be silent and not stand and lose our freedom for all, or we need to stand, speak up, be heard, and be seen. It's time that we put on the whole armor of God, realizing that we're in a frontal, face-to-face battle, hand-to-hand combat in the world in which we're living today. Put on the whole armor of God and stand without bowing, without bending, without buckling. And I'm thankful to see some that are doing that, even in the classrooms, where the LGBTQ sodomite agenda is so prevailing that students are supposed to be silenced and families and parents are supposed to embrace the sodomite agenda that's being pushed by the Biden administration. Read that headline again. Washington students marched to the principal's office and lectured for wearing their only two gender shirt. Yet another video has gone viral of students, this time in Washington, being disciplined by a teacher for expressing their opinion that they're only two genders. The students were marched to the office by a teacher who lectured them that they were spreading hate speech and promoting exclusion for wearing shirts emblazoned with the phrase, there are only two genders. The footage captured the teacher decrying that pride is synonymous with inclusivity, while other opinions reflected the opposite. One of the students is heard responding, but that doesn't make sense, teacher. There are only two genders, end quote, before they were interrupted by the teacher stating, no, biologically, that is not true. Scientifically, that is not true. Ladies and gentlemen, that's being forced upon the students in our public school system, and it's being promulgated by the U.S. Department of Education, which is being pushed by the Biden administration with his warped desire to destroy morals and ethics and values in a nation. So the question is, having done all stand. We see students that's willing to stand today, ladies and gentlemen. We're seeing more and more of those that's willing to risk their all by standing for truth. And I believe it's time that we understand that that's where we are. We're in a position today where through the Biden administration, they're wanting to control where we go, how long we stay, what we do, what we spend, what we state, whether it's truth or as they see it or not. And they're wanting to control that. I'm looking at a headline that says, "Why the FBI targeted Catholics as potential domestic terrorists." It's just one of the scandals that have been revealed in the Biden administration, the FBI's decision to target Catholic families as possible domestic terrorists. Administration officials brushed it off when the official's memo attacking Catholic was released, saying it was just from one office, and it was repudiated immediately. But now, listen, but now an analyst by Daniel Davidson at the Federalist noted that the testimony from the FBI chief, Christopher Wray, who claimed that it was only one office that was involved, wasn't true at all. And it turns out that multiple offices in Richmond, Virginia, Los Angeles, and Portland all worked on it. Davidson explained that the FBI had identified radical traditionalist Catholics. Listen, radical traditionalist Catholics. Listen, I'm not putting the stamp of approval on theological doctrinal error that may be there in that denomination. I'm simply talking about we're finding the FBI infiltrating Catholic churches and how many other denominations only God knows, because they view the Christians as being radical people, being radical extremists. This article states the FBI claim they have hotbeds of radical, ethnically motivated, violent extremist in the churches. The article states, is the FBI targeting Catholics as domestic terrorists? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the FBI, the CIA, the DHS, the DOJ, all are targeting moral, ethical, conservative Christians and patriots in America as being domestic terrorists. You heard me say on this broadcast probably a year and a half ago where the Department of Justice issued a 32-page document to the FBI stating that if a mother, a father, a family member goes before the school board and challenges the school board in teaching raw pornography in the classroom, known as the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, if you do that, you're considered a domestic terrorist. That was released by the DOJ, given to the FBI to be enforced across the nation. We're finding, ladies and gentlemen, a promulgation of that, closing the doors of anything that's called morals and ethics and values and freedoms in America. We're being lied to, ladies and gentlemen, on just about every hand, and at the same time trying to shut down anything that's called morals and ethics and values. Here's an article that says Bible studies now banned at American Senior Citizens Center. A senior citizens center in Missouri is facing massive fight after it abruptly halted and banned a Bible study being held by the residents. The situation developed at a senior living center in Missouri after residents had organized and had a weekly Bible study over the course of several months. The meetings were in common areas of the facility that also was used for other purposes. The meetings went on without an issue. But then the managers claimed some residents were purportedly offended by the Bible study and canceled it. And it goes on to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, and it asks the question, should Bible studies be allowed in senior citizens' centers? Absolutely, yes. And ladies and gentlemen, these people made a grave error because the Supreme Court's already ruled that if any other thing can be taught or carried out in a particular area, that a Bible study could be carried out. This article says after the residents contacted the ACLJ, the group sent a demand letter to the facilities outlining federal law, which, according to the Southern states, now does the FHA allow Bible studies in a federally funded property, but it also expressly prohibits discrimination based on religion in any of those facilities. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious subject, having done all stand. And as we close this broadcast today, let me leave you with the challenge, having done all stand, realizing we put on the whole armor of God and stand. We do not bow, we do not bend, we do not buckle, but stand for truth. Thank you for joining us today on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You-
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository.